What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is Little Apostate. And today I kind of want to talk a bit about moral certainty and why it's dangerous and where we're seeing it right now. So I will start. I wanted to start with this quote that I found in a research paper. History overflows with misery inflicted by well-intentioned people who were convinced that they had seen the only true moral values and who sought to destroy those who would not agree. Obviously, that is very easy to pick out where that happened in history. Hitler's Germany, Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, the Roman Inquisition. There are plenty of examples of where this moral certainty, where, you know, one side is right, the other side is wrong. If you are wrong, you are inherently immoral and must be destroyed. It's so clear. But for some reason, we are all too happy to trust that those who are telling us what is wrong and what is right are right. How are we supposed to even know what's true or not? If we haven't thought through everything ourselves, why are people so ready to just trust what someone tells them? You know, we now have these moral authorities in so many different places. I mean, everywhere you look, the Equality Act, you have the fact checkers on Twitter. It's insane to me. Because who they are is just random. They're random people. I don't know anything about them. I don't know why I'm trusting that what they're telling me is a fact, or what they're telling me is fiction is fiction. And to be so certain of this is, what this article, this research paper I read was kind of saying is, universities have created a bunch of people who are incapable of critical thinking. And another really interesting quote, this guy quoted the Talmud, and I thought this was lovely and true. There are four types among those that sit before the scholars, so students: a sponge, a funnel, a strainer, and a sieve. A sponge absorbs everything. A funnel lets in at one end and out the other end. A strainer lets out the wine and absorbs the sediment. A sieve lets out the flour dust and retains the fine flour. So what students are being taught, and what we're all being taught, is to be the sponge, to absorb everything that we are being told is true, and not to go through and find the finest pieces of sediment or flour to create our own ideas and thoughts with. We're just being told to accept someone else's ideas as our own and not question or, you know, dive any deeper. And, you know, this is being seen everywhere. And I feel like such a broken record talking about it all the time because, I don't know. But these moral authorities, like, what is an okay thing to say? You can't say, you know, the second morality is declared now. And this is something kind of interesting as well, like, actually to now talk about Nietzsche a little bit, his idea of slave morality was this group whose morality depends on the master morality. So their morals are in direct opposition to whatever the master morality is. And I feel like that's what this herd and these people are doing. They're choosing morals based on whether or not those morals are in direct opposition to the people that they don't like. And that's just kind of what it's becoming. You know, anyone who opposes the ideology, anyone who says men and women are different biologically, is now cast out. Meghan Murphy was removed from Twitter. And I believe she was saying it in reference to a guy who was, and I could be wrong. I might actually be wrong. But either way, to that guy Yaniv or something, who was actually a pervert and was asking little girls how to use a tampon or pads, or if he could, or if it was weird to like bring one to a girl or whatever it was. There were so many weird things about him. And she said men aren't women, and she got kicked off Twitter. Which, why is that the, why have we all agreed on this moral code? Have we all said that men and women are interchangeable? Because we haven't. And that to me is crazy, that all of a sudden we just have to accept the facts from one-sided science. If you don't think that scientists can be biased, then you're fucking crazy. If you don't think that people pick and choose which scientists or which studies to use, you're crazy. Because there are studies that contradict each other, maybe even done in the same year. It is very easy to cherry pick information and to say what's right and what's wrong. And we as a society are buying so easily into these lies and not doing any thinking of our own, because we're being told that to think, to step over that line and maybe dance in some new territory is wrong in general. Like, don't go down the rabbit hole. That's what we're being told over and over and over again. And like, since when is a man being creepy suddenly this terrible, terrible offense against humanity? But that is more morally bankrupt than being okay and lying and fudging the numbers about a bunch of old people who were killed because your state sent sick patients, this new virus that no one knew anything about yet, sent them into a nursing home. Why is our society in more outrage over a man trying to kiss a woman than it is over thousands of people, thousands, being thrown into this old person's home where thousands of old people died? Why are we, does that make, is that balanced? Is it really that sexual assault, even if it's, in my opinion, minor, really, really worse than death on the scale of thousands? Like, where? I am just so grossed out that we are being told how we can think and what is moral and what isn't moral, when most people don't even understand why we choose, why we have morals, or where they come from, or what, how they've evolved. And I can't purport to know that either.